don't hear any kind of music bed, so I'm hoping we're connected. There it is! Here we are. The music that's there, we can start the show. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam, joining us, I think, for the first time in 2010. Is that right?
That's correct.
No, I think we had you on the phone one night, but it's the first time you've been back in the studio, so welcome back.
Thank you.
The toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. We're going to start things out by going right to your calls. Andy is on the line in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Hey, Andy, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk a little bit about law, and I've been looking into it, and I've read a few things about it, and I think that, well, the way that people define law is pretty widely varied, and what I think the law is what Frederick Bastiat said it was. And that is the collective organization of the right to individual defense.
The collective organization of the right to individual defense. Well, that sounds nice. I think the law is, in many cases today, just words written on paper. At least that's what they call the law. I happen to think that the law is natural.
Well, I mean, then you get into the word game and you can say those are statutes and those are rules. And,
yeah.
You know, you can say all that crap, but what it really gets down to is, if you take that statement apart and think about it and put it into the simplest terms that you can, basically what it says is, if you can't do it, I can't do it either. You know, or if I can't do it, you can't do it. Like, I don't know, name a law, any law.
You can't put any article into a carton of milk that is not milk.
Okay, or else what? What will happen?
I'm gonna take a poke at this. I haven't read the law. Let's say 30 days in jail.
Okay, so who is doing that? The government, the state, the whatever
state
you
state.
Want to call it, a fan, it doesn't matter.
The state of
government
New Hampshire.
Government people
in this
do
case.
It. Now let's say I get up in the morning and I say, you know what? I am so sick of people putting Pepsi in milk bottles. I'm going to go out and demand that my neighbor stop doing that or give me $500, or I'll put him in a cage for 30 days. Can I do that?
Oh, absolutely not. You don't have the legitimacy of the people behind you.
Well, they don't. Right, but the way that actual law is, if I can't do it, they can't do it either. Because if it's illegal for me to do it, then by extension, it must be illegal for anyone to do it.
Right, you're talking about in theory, right? Because obviously the reality isn't that way.
Well, I mean, it is reality. It's just that no one observes it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the reality
This is why I walk around my car every day and check the lights, and I try to avoid doing things that are in any way going to attract my attention, because I'm seriously going to have a hard time not trying to arrest these guys if they start doing stuff that I can't do to me.
You're talking about you're going to have a hard time not arresting the police?
And then you're going to have a hard time doing it, too.
Yeah.
I know. That's the problem. And, you know, I wish I could get up there to New Hampshire because I would probably try to arrest the police. But up
well,
here,
that'd be great.
That would not go well.
That's why I try and stay out of trouble because, man, I want to do it so bad.
Well, what's holding you back? Why aren't you here in New Hampshire?
Oh, gosh, you don't want to hear all that crap. That's not radio.
Okay.
You know, I think basically the idea that I want to get across tonight is people need to start realizing that they can't sanction other people to do things that they can't do because that's wrong. And that's against
you're absolutely right, of course, about what you're saying. I'm completely with you, and I hope that we can someday come to an understanding with everybody else out in society, or at least the majority of them, that it is wrong to use agents to aggress against your neighbors. Just because you aren't doing the aggressing doesn't make it okay.
Back in the days before the American Revolution in the 1760s, when the Stamp Act was passed, people realized that the Stamp Act was wrong. I mean, it's small cookies compared to what we have now. But people realized it was wrong, and they knew that they couldn't count on the law to help them, so they just went out, and took care of it.
Yeah, they did, and more people need to be willing to take responsibility for what's going on around them, and that's another problem that we have today, is most Americans would rather just stick their heads in the sand and try to avoid any kind of knowledge about, what's going on, because, well, I mean, maybe they feel like if they... see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I suppose so. It just when you wake up from your neoconservative or your modern liberal or whatever position that you came from to get here, and you see all the nonsense that goes on nowadays, it's nonsense on top of nonsense, compounding nonsense, wrapped up in nonsense. It's sometimes pretty hard to talk to people sometimes.
It is, and that's why getting around other people is, I think, an important factor in getting close to other like-minded individuals, because when you're not the lone nut out in the wilderness, the only one talking about freedom, when you're a part of a group of people that is advocating freedom and advocating change to a voluntary society, then that makes a difference as far as who you can influence.
And this new formulation of this concept is part of my contribution to try to bring people around, because I've started using this with people that, well, the cops did this or the cops did that. And I asked them, well, could you do that? Well, no. Well, then why in the heck should they be able to do that? Come on now.
I hope you get whatever your issues are ironed out, because I think it'd be worth your while if you could make it up here to New Hampshire, because you just don't have the backup that you need anywhere else out there. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, a great example of the popularity factor and how that affects people is when I've gone out and I've done things like outreach tables for liberty-oriented groups before, trying to, to reach out and get the word of freedom out to people. It's a lot more likely that whatever activity is going on at my table is going to attract more people and looky-loos and participants and things like that if there are people there. So if I'm just standing behind the table all by myself, then I have to wrangle somebody over there to come and, do the world's smallest political quiz or something like that, which you can take online at quiz.freetalklive.com. But if I'm there all alone, it's more difficult to wrangle somebody over. If I've got somebody else standing behind the table with me, it maybe makes it a little bit easier to bring somebody over, because then you're not a lone nut. And then if you've got one or two people actually at the table plus one or two people behind the table, then you've got a really busy table and people want to know, hey, what's going on over there? So it's very important to be around other people that have your mindset.
Right. Plus you get all of the different activists out there sharing ideas as the different ways to really sort of get through to people and reach past the indoctrination that they've had that, we need the state and the government is good because they do all of these things for us, and really finding ways to kind of unwrap that and show people the truth of the matter and what government is really doing in its logical sense. They're taking and kidnapping people.
Well, there's a set of words that will work on most people, and if you have different people, then you can relate to people sort of differently. Where I might be able to relate to sort of the Republican sort of crowd, maybe somebody else can relate to some more the moderate or Democrat or whatever. And you can say those words that sort of show them isn't necessarily needed for peaceful, voluntary, responsible action between individuals.
Toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. We will continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. I think we actually have a lady caller on the way here shortly. We'll get back to that. Plus, coming up, the latest on the TSA madness. I've got a nice little summary story about some of the blunders that they've been going through recently. We'll share that with you if we get a chance. But, of course, your phone calls are the priority here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, a webcam, listen lines. It's all there, and it's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's the what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided. the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Right back to your phone calls. Dana is on the line in Texas. Or Dana is on the line. Hello there.
Dana.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey, Dana. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a long time, and I ran across some information today doing some research about the earthquake in Haiti, because I was curious. Dominican Republic and Haiti share the same island.
That's correct.
And why are you not hearing anything about Dominican Republic and with such a strong earthquake just across the border? Well, what I found is very upsetting. It wasn't so much towards Dominican Republic as it is all of the oil reserves. Remember George Bush talking about we have oil in reserve? Well, evidently Haiti is one of their oil reserves that they have known for decades. There was a lot of oil under that little area, and they were drilling directly underneath Port-au-Prince, where the epicenter of this horrible earthquake is. There's a website I'd like to give you and your listeners that they might want to go look at that I found today. It's called Marguerite, M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E, Laurent. Laurent.com. And there are clips out of a book written by a doctor back in 2005 where he exposes all of this. And there are five major U.S. oil companies that have been drilling down there under Haiti since 2004.
Okay.
Now, Dana, I thought they would pump sand back in to replace the volume of oil as well as keep the pressure up, so that they can continue getting, you know, all of the oil that's down there.
I don't know about underwater drilling. I know what they do on surface drilling, okay?
Okay.
Now, what I'm telling you is they're saying now that they think they found another fault line, a new fault line. I heard that earlier today on the news. And I'm beginning to – you can get maps at this site of all the drilling points on surface where the wells are being pumped up on Haiti.
Are you suggesting – I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying here. Are you suggesting that – because oil drilling goes on all around the world. Are you suggesting that the oil drilling had something to do with the earthquake?
Certainly. That's why I'm saying it. I'd like to finish the other information if I could. And maybe then it'll make sense to you where I'm coming from. Okay?
Okay.
I'm saying that – our oil companies, this country, is responsible for the devastation, not because of the low income. That is a very poor nation, and it is a very high AIDS and HIV-infected country in the world per capita. For the small Haiti population, it's very, very high, and it has been for decades, and they know this. What I'm saying is I feel that they weren't thinking of the people's best interest, thinking like oil companies do, I've got to get that oil, got to get that oil. Because if you remember, back in, on October 30th, Obama very quietly removed the illness status category for immigrants coming into this country. And that had been in place since 86 because of the world rapid AIDS, HIV growth that was going on around the world that when they finally identified a test in 82 to test people to identify that virus, then under Reagan, they passed this restriction in immigration laws. Now, Obama has removed it in October.
So wait, you're saying that they prevent people who have AIDS from coming to the United States, but he's removed that prevention?
No, I didn't say that. He removed very quietly on October the 30th, the restriction to prevent anybody that's ill from immigrating into the United States, that is no longer in our immigration laws.
So not just AIDS, you're saying they've removed any restriction on anybody with any illness from coming here.
Right.
Okay, and what's wrong with that?
Now, this health restriction was put in place in 1986 because of the growing HIV and AIDS epidemic around the world.
Okay.
You can do the history on it. It was put in underwriting because of AIDS.
Well, I think all kinds of people should be able to come here, whether they're sick or not. I think that anybody that wants to come here should be able to. Don't you?
Well, I'm not trying to get into an argument about my personal beliefs in that category.
Okay.
It was a safety provision that I think should have been left because we have enough right now in our country to deal with.
Well, what does that have to do with the oil?
But, okay, Dana. What I'm telling you is how very strange he quietly does this. And then a few months later, 4 months later, they have this major earthquake in Haiti. I think they knew it was coming. I think they realized the potential was very strong.
But wait, they're not letting people leave.
They're willing to disturb.
Wait a minute. One of the stories today, Dana, one of the stories today is that they're not letting anyone leave Haiti.
Tell me, go to USGA, the geological survey in this country, and look at the 17 pages of earthquakes around the world in the last 7 days. California is getting eat up all up and down along the coast. Do you know Oklahoma had one today, this morning, about 9:18 Central?
There are little earthquakes in California all the time.
Well, there's a lot of gas drilling. I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They have been drilling here since 2005.
What about in Alaska?
All different oil companies looking for gas. And they are causing man-made earthquakes, causing the crackling that they do now.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't know. I want people to be made aware of it, of what's really going on in the truth behind.
Well, it's an allegation. I don't know if it's what's really going on. It's interesting. Interesting allegation. Thank you for calling tonight, Dana. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Has anybody ever heard of that before, that oil drilling could cause an earthquake?
I haven't heard such a thing, but it, you know, I mean, I suppose it makes a certain level of sense.
It does.
You drill in the ground along fault lines, you might very well get earthquakes.
You have massive pressure under there. If you're pulling liquids out, you're changing that equilibrium, and it makes sense that stuff is going to shift around and resettle.
I would think that people that are sort of on the cutting edge of anything sound nuts. Okay, every time with every issue I would think that this would be.
Sure, people think I'm nuts.
I'd say they're right. But I think that in this case, this is sort of a situation for a lawsuit. I mean, you should be able to prove with science that these little holes in the ground are causing these earthquakes, and then bring it to. I mean, it's not like this is a target that is poor or anything like that. These are oil companies; they have plenty of money.
Shaking down real good.
If they're causing earthquakes, then somebody needs to sue them.
Good point. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Just dial on in. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of features there. In fact, the whole website is brand new as of 2010. So enjoy it and go and interact. There's a lot more you can do as a listener. You can essentially control the content on the website, freetalklive.com, and a lot of features, including our bulletin board system, which is about as popular. Finally, the website is now becoming a little more popular than the BBS again, which is good. But you can go to the BBS, and there's a lot going on there, too, at bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Rob is in Canada, Ontario, to be specific. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got a story for you tonight about incident that happened when I was in the Edmonton airport.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, the screening rules are not as tight in Canada, but they're, you know, tight enough. So there was an elderly Asian woman that was saying goodbye to some relatives. I noticed, and she was in front of me, and of course, I don't think she spoke English too well. So, you know, she put all her stuff on the conveyor belt and went through the the scanner, and that's fine. It didn't beep or anything. But then they pulled her aside and started going through her bag. And of course, I had to wait. I was right behind her, but I had to wait for them to be finished with her. And I was right beside her. I could see what was going on. Well, lo and behold, they found a jar of peanut butter.
Is peanut butter a liquid?
Well,
it probably is.
No, it's not really a liquid. It's paste, right? But yeah. No, I mean, they were trying to explain to her that this is not allowed. And you could tell that she wasn't really comprehending what was going on. And really, for the benefit of the security people, because I knew that she probably didn't understand English, I leaned over to her and I said, peanut butter is illegal in Canada. What were you thinking? And you know what? This security person didn't even crack a smile. Like, you know, unbelievable.
It's serious to them. I mean, this is a threat, right?
And I felt sorry for the woman because she was obviously confused and like, where are they taking my food, you know? But so that's why I thought I'd make light of it. You know, peanut butter is illegal in Canada.
You might as well. It's so awful, the situation in the airports. You might as well make light of it if you're going to be there because there's no point in getting depressed. They're doing what they're doing, and there's not much you can do about it if you are going to be engaging in the flying, you know, in taking an airplane.
Well, you got to follow their rules. I mean, unless you want to be held up or not get on the plane, you have to be somewhat compliant. But it was my opportunity to put a jab in. And another incident, I was going through Toronto, and I'm sure it was a Muslim woman that asked me to take my shoes off. And I was sitting, she was, you know, security. And I was sitting in a chair. She was checking everything. I said, well, do I
and
get
how
a...
did you know she was a Muslim?
Well, just the headdress, and I'm guessing, okay?
She was working for security and had a Muslim headdress on?
That's awesome.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said, gee, do I get a foot massage?
No, God.
And, well, she was so insulted. She said, that insults me. I said, oh, well, try and have a sense of humor here, you know?
Well, Muslims are offended by the bottoms of feet, right? Or just the bottom of feet? Or is it just feet in general?
No, showing the sole of your shoe. You have to take your shoe off and show
it. I had to take shoes off, and then, of course, the shoes went through the conveyor belt again. So I'm sitting there, and I'm, of course, waiting for my shoes to come out. And that's why I said, well, do I get a foot massage or anything?
Right.
You know, and like in a joking tone.
Sure.
They have no sense of humor.
Well, maybe some of them do, but I imagine the majority of them...
I don't think they're allowed to laugh, you know.
That may be the case.
I know.
Have you ever tried just engaging them in conversation? That's something I do that really does reach through to them.
I do. And I travel in some of the smaller airports in Northern Ontario where they're not quite as stiff.
Yep.
And yeah, you can get them to admit that this is stupid. I mean, their supervisor isn't around, but I'll engage them in a conversation and say, yeah, this is pretty dumb, isn't it? Yeah, it's different, you see.
Rob, thanks for sharing your stories tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir, at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Sam.
Hey, hi, guys. Good evening.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
I read an article earlier today on the Huffington Post, and it had to do with a... They were saying the way to get back to the big banks was to withdraw your money from the big banks, and that will make them sort of change their ways. Well, that's a temporary solution in my mind. That will only solve the problem temporarily. It doesn't really solve our economic woes. And I referenced a case back in 1967. There was a case in Minnesota. It was a guy named Mahoney, I believe, against Credit River Bank. He defaulted on his mortgage, and they took him to court. So in the common law court, during the trial, they called the president of the bank to testify. And during cross-examination, he asked the question, where did they get the money from? And the outcome of that story was he pretty much told them they got the money just by a bookkeeping entry. And upon hearing that, the judge pretty much dismissed the case. So he walked away free with the property. Interestingly, I think a few months after that, the judge was pretty much, he got involved in some sort of a freak accident.
Was it a boating accident, drowned on the...
How convenient.
I think I've heard this story.
So is there any actual citation for this, or is this a rumor that floats around the Internet?
It's on the Internet, and a while back I checked on it. You can actually go to the Minnesota court system, and the case is actually there.
So what I'm understanding from you is that from what I've heard, from what I've seen, when a bank creates a loan, it's creating the money from thin air based on your signature. So you're essentially signing the money into existence.
That's true.
And so it sounds like what you're saying is that man somehow brought that out on the stand in court and won his case based on that.
That's correct.
See, this is my issue with this is that while that's probably while it's from what I can tell true that the bank does, you know, is authorized to essentially create the loan from thin air, you know, you did agree to make those payments in the loan process, and you consented to that process. So I kind of feel like that's scamming. You know, walk into a bank, get them to buy you a home, and then to basically stop paying on the home and say, well, you created the money from thin air, so I'll just take this home.
Well, but they're not actually buying the home. I mean, they're putting no money into the equation. Do you see that? I mean, it's just being created out of thin air.
No, I see it. Right, and I guess that money is going to the people that built the home, so they're getting the money that's been created from thin air. It's just the bank doesn't get it back, so they can write off so they can eliminate the loan.
Well, the banks get payment back, and so the money goes in circulation once someone signs a dotted line. But upon payment, the bank pretty much writes off the principal, or the credit interest becomes profit to them.
Now, doesn't the bank have to, in order to do this process, don't they have to put one-ninth of that amount of money in deposit with the Federal Reserve? So they actually have one-ninth of the amount of the money. So if it's a $900,000 home, they've got $100,000 in the Federal Reserve to back that up.
Correct. But that's true. But they still create that money. Okay, the money in the Federal Reserve backs it up, but that never leaves the Federal Reserve itself.
Well, they can get it back if they want to, but they have to have enough money to create the money, as I understand it. I mean, I don't know everything about banking, but it's my understanding they have to have
amount. They have to have a certain amount on which you can use the multiply effect to create additional money, to bring additional money into circulation.
So are you advocating that people do this, or are you just bringing it up?
I'm bringing it up, and more I'm advocating. I think that's one of the biggest problems plaguing us. And I think most, and one of the stuff I've read, some of the books I've been reading, all of the non-profit foundations, they are indirectly funded by the banking interest.
Well, the banking system is absolutely messed up, and I want to continue this discussion because I think it just feels shady to me, this process of going out, getting a loan, and then just walking away from it and saying, well, it never really was real money in the first place, so we'll see you later. Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we could use your vote. If you have yet to vote for Free Talk Live this month of January, we're about halfway through the month, and we're not doing so well in the voting contest. We're at sixth place earlier when I looked this afternoon. At fifth place now, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com. We've only had a couple hundred votes this month. We know we've got more than that, listening to this program. So please take a moment, go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. You can't expect somebody else to do it for you. If you enjoy this program, this is a great way for you to help us out that costs you nothing more than maybe a minute of your time. All you need your email address is just used for verification purposes at vote.freetalklive.com. Just real quick, I want to just dig in a little bit further into this this idea that our last caller was presenting. John mentioned that he had heard of this court case where somebody had gone in, they defaulted on their mortgage, and they essentially revealed that the banks create the money that they loan to you from thin air based on your signature. So essentially they're creating that money, and then once the loan is paid back, the money goes away again. So essentially the claim is, well, because the banks are creating that money from thin air, it's not real money to begin with, so it doesn't matter if you default on the loan. You should be able to just get a free house from the bank is basically what they're saying, and I think that's scummy.
Well, but the money's not coming back. The money's coming back with interest. So, you're paying back more. They're creating money out of thin air and then using that to generate additional money that doesn't exist. It's the whole idea that when you have a fiat money system, it always has to keep expanding or people start falling off because of all of these folks getting charged interest on money that was created. You know, there's always more money due back than is in existence, and if you don't continually expand the money supply, then things collapse.
Right. What you're saying is that every dollar that's sort of in existence, whether it's a real paper dollar or just a dollar that's been entered into a computer somewhere, it has to get paid back to these banks at interest, but yep. Each dollar is really a debt note from the Federal Reserve. So as you pay back $1.1 for every dollar that's in there, where's the $0.1
come from?
Well, it came from another dollar that was created, which now has 0.1 on it, and there's all these extra. That's why there's bankruptcy sort of written into the system.
Yep.
Not to say that people wouldn't go bankrupt in a world where there is value backed currency, but the reason that it's written in is because it has to be there.
Yeah.
So it's a scummy system.
Right. I don't
defend dealing with a scummy system.
Yeah. I don't defend the system. I think that it's wrong, and I want to see value backed currency. But right now, that's not what we have, and I know it's not fair that the banks can just that they have the ability to do this, and nobody else does. That they have this Federal Reserve granted ability to just create money from thin air for loans, and I understand that that's bad, but that is the system. And when you go into the bank, you know what the terms of the deal are. Whether or not you know that they're creating the money from thin air, I don't think most people know that. I don't think they realize that it's being created on their signature. But you do go in there realizing that they're expecting you to make certain payments on a monthly basis, and you understand that they're going to make a bunch of money off of the interest. I mean, I looked at when I got a loan for my house, I looked at the amount that they said, well, here's what you pay back, and here's what the loan amount is.
You mean the federally mandated good faith estimate right there on the front of the contract?
I guess that's what it was called, yeah. I looked at that, and it said, what it would the total amount paid back would be if I took it out for 30 years.
It is three times.
It's
whatever.
More than twice.
Yeah.
Double the amount that you originally had gotten the loan for. So, yeah, it's real good business for the banks. I understand that. But I also think it's wrong for you to go in there, put your name down on a loan agreement, and then back out of it. In the same way that some people believe that they can just back out of paying credit card debts and things like that. Well, the credit card companies just made the money out of thin air. That's true. But you know what the agreement is when you get into it.
Well, I think that there's room on both sides of this particular argument. I think that the banks participate in a system, as we just explained, where where bankruptcy and a necessary inability to pay off debt is built into the system. So, yes, individually you create a lack of integrity in yourself by choosing not to pay back the system. But the other thing is the system itself has a lack of integrity. So if you think that people do what they're incentivized to do, then a certain number of people are incentivized to fall off the map and become basically bankrupt, insolvent, and can't pay. So what you really have to do is you have to decide what's right for you. If you're sitting there in a situation where, there's more month than there is money, then you've got to pay the most important things. You've got to keep your power on. You got to pay. Everybody's got to eat. The gas has got to stay in the car, and all these other things. When you're talking about unsecured debt, the banks have let out through credit cards. All well and good that you said you were going to pay it, but you don't have the money to pay it. You just don't pay it.
Well,
that's the reality.
No, I agree with what you're saying, Ian. That if you enter into a contract, you should fulfill the terms of that contract. I think, however, what's happening is the credit card companies and the banks are using the system. They're not using the system. They've taken over the system.
They are the system.
And, there was just a regulation passed on credit card rates, and before this law went into effect, they all raised their rates to 30% interest on most credit cards.
The ability to raise it up to 30%.
Oh, I got a notice that the American Airlines Citibank Visa that I had was now up to 30%. I don't use it, but that's a pretty mainstream common card that people have.
I don't defend their rates. I mean, those are outrageous.
It's loan sharking is half of that amount.
I don't defend what they're. I don't defend their rates.
So I
don't think it's right for somebody to say, okay, I'm going to pay this mortgage and then just bail out and try to keep the house.
Right. No, I agree. But I think the reason we're seeing this is because the system is so abusive as it is now that people are justifying this by saying, well, look at what they're doing.
This as justification.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that. I just want to make it clear. I don't think it's right.
Yeah. And the worse you get, the more people are going to be making these kind of claims and arguments.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Earl in New York. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Sam, and Mark. Earl, New York? Going once?
Hello?
Hey, Earl, you're on the air.
How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Earl?
I was just curious. I just heard this thing on the Huffington Post and on your show and some news broadcast about this this corn coming from Monsanto. And I'm kind of unclear about how they mix their corn product that is destroying people's organs or organs in the lab rats. And it's been confirmed a long time ago, but now it's coming out in some major news broadcasts. And it sort of bothers me that, you know, every time I go to the store and I look at like 80 to 90% of everything I buy, it's got corn syrup in it. And it's like I told my kid, I said, look, Mike, you know, he's a weightlifter. He's like a big, lean, strong. He did good in state wrestling and everything in high school. Now he's in 6 year college, but I'm worried about his health. You know, I'm an old guy. I've been beat up by the system, but I'm concerned about my son's health. And I'm saying, look, you got to be careful with all the stuff with corn syrup in it. And so he went through his food cabinet and he took like 80% of everything he bought for his food and he threw it on the kitchen table and he says, here's everything that's got corn syrup in it.
Yeah, it's most products. I mean, bread has corn syrup in it.
But wait, your allegation was that there's some news story about corn killing lab rats?
Had just 2 days ago, had a big news. And the Huffington Post is a left-leaning newspaper down in Washington, D.C., I believe.
It's a blog.
I'm not sure where it's from.
I think it's a blog.
They announced it. Some regular TV shows up here in New York had just announced it at the same time. You know how they always announce things at the same time? They're always on the same page.
Here it is, a study released by the International Journal of Biological Sciences.
I'm saying to myself, how come, you know, now they're coming out with this stuff, and because it's like I'm saying to myself, well, if they're coming out with it, then Monsanto's already got his hooks into, like, the American food system, and I would be interested if you guys could maybe do some investigating as to where Monsanto puts all his corn syrup and his corn products. I mean, it bothers me. It's like, say we have farmers that make like 80% of the corn in our country, and then Monsanto dumps 20% in it. Where does he dump 20% in? Where is this stuff going to? Is it going to like supermarkets? Is it going to wholesale outlets? I'm just curious because it's like...
Yeah, I'm interested to find out more about this story, and it sounds like Sam has pulled it up. It's the first time I've heard of it, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So you say you found this the story he was talking about?
Yeah, I've seen the article. It says the International Journal of Biological Science, analyzing the effects of genetically modified foods on mammalian health, researchers found that agricultural giant Monsanto GM corn is linked to organ damage in rats.
Okay, well, maybe we can take a little bit of a further look into that coming up here in hour number two at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.